shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Well, welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show on this Friday night. This has been a night of unexpected twists and turns. We had another guest booked. We will most likely, but I think, probably get him on later in the hour. But we wanted to get Bobby Dooley online here. She's at an event at Western Estates that is wrapping up right now. But the news this evening from West Hollywood was Kim Kardashian. She, the daughter of the late Robert Kardashian, the sister, of course, of Khloe and Kourtney, as well as Rob Kardashian, and the daughter of Kris Kardashian Jenner. She was at an event at the London Hotel in West Hollywood sometime this evening when she was attacked by a group of anti-fur people, and she was flower bombed. So
I thought that. That she was hurt. She was not hurt?
No, she was not hurt.
Thank God. Well,
all right. Well, she's fine, but it was more of one of those satirical kinds of assaults where you're hit with a pie. In this instance, Ms. Kardashian was hit with a flower bomb. The assailant was unknown. It was on the red carpet of this fragrance launch. Actually, it was Thursday evening, excuse me, not this evening, Thursday evening, last night.
I did not hear about it, Phil, because I've been gone all day helping to set up some of the events that we've had for our mothers here. But I will say this. I am so grateful, that, number one, that she's fine. I think that whoever did this is very cowardly. I think that regardless of what Ms. Kardashian involves herself in business-wise, to attack someone this way as an anonymous person, it could very well have been very very dangerous or tragic. You don't necessarily know what these people have.
Absolutely. And I should let people know, you've been a big supporter of the Kardashians.
I think they're an amazing... I love the Kardashians. I think all of us, if we're honest with ourselves, we want to be a little bit like the Kardashians. They have obviously an enormous amount of money, which comes from very, very hard work on the part of the father, as well as some of the work. The girls, I think, have done a great job of continuing the legacy of having a lot of things that they are... That a lot of us would like to have. I think that they are, obviously they're beautiful. All of the women in that family are just beautiful. Excuse me, Phil. And
it sounds like you're. Am I taking you away from this event?
No, we're wrapping up, Phil. It's getting late. But I think Kim Kardashian is a step above even her sisters and her mother because she has combined beauty with a very savvy business sense. And let's be very honest, she is a woman with a very full figure. More so than Jennifer Lopez, she has popularized that sort of big booty look that we've heard so much about when Jennifer Lopez was very popular. And of course, Jennifer Lopez was only going to take it so far. And the other thing about the Kardashians is that they have done all of this coming from the standpoint of being a minority, members of a minority, and making a business success of themselves. So I find them to be just refreshing and brilliant. And whoever did this should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
We're talking to Bobby Dooley from Western Estates about the attack on Kim Kardashian. It was last night. It was not tonight. It was at the London Hotel in West Hollywood. She was hit with a bunch of flour, a bag of flour or something that exploded. This flour exploded. According to TMZ, the assailant attacked Kardashian from behind, shouting, "Fur hag." Bobby, you know these people?
Yes, I do know who they are. I got into a series of very heated exchanges on Twitter with a group of women who were virulently and violently angry at the Kardashian family. I would like to say at this time they're from Australia.
These are the women that you were talking to on Twitter?
Yes, on Twitter. Australians and British.
Any of them American?
Not that I could tell. These women made a point of saying that they were from Australia. They were very nasty. They were vulgar. They used all kinds of four-letter words. They resented the fact that I was living in America and brought up the fact that, you know, the obvious superiority that we have to them.
Okay, well, and how did they take that?
Well, they didn't take it well. And finally, I just told them that much of what they think they know, they don't know, that I live in a gated community, that we have money, so I can speak to what the Kardashians have. And so I think it's...
But what? Let me ask you a question here about fur. Let's talk about this for a moment, Bobby. Kim Kardashian, and I've seen her in fur. I've seen her posing in fur. I don't know if it's real. I don't know if it's this kind of faux fur or fake fur. I don't know what the philosophy of this woman and perhaps other members of her family. I saw her sister, Khloe Kardashian, had a picture taken of her, and it probably didn't mean anything. She was at a zoo in Dallas where she's moved with her husband, Lamar Odoms, who's now playing with the Dallas Mavericks. But she was sitting at the zoo there in front of a picture of what looked like a leopard.
Yes, I saw that picture.
And I thought it was a rather... I didn't like the photo because I don't like zoos.
Well, Phil, you know, you may not like zoos, but that wasn't Mrs. Odoms taking a leopard out of the cage and turning it into a jacket.
No, I understand that.
But to answer your question about fur, I think you need to understand, and I think a lot of people need to understand, that as humans, we are the superior creature on this earth. Now, there are no other animals on this earth like humans. We have the ability to rationally think and to laugh. And we have the ability, Phil, to not only exploit animals, we also protect animals. And when we hear people talking about how the Khloe Kardashians of the world, they're wearing fur, how many times do they say to Ms. Kardashian, but thank you for being kind to animals. Thank you for having a pet or this kind of thing. They don't.
Having a pet dog or a pet cat and then turning around and wearing the fur of a wild animal.
Well, Phil, again, human beings, and this is my point, we have the right to wear the kind of clothing that we feel is necessary. And if it is necessary for us to wear the skin of an animal because we are superior on this world, and the animals were put here to be exploited by humans, as God himself says in the Bible, then I think we should recognize that that's what we should do. And I think people who don't understand that are just hateful, and I think a lot of it has to do with Ms. Kardashian's beauty, her wealth, the fact that she's sought after by men. Most of the anti-fur people are female. Well, you put it all together, Phil, and what have you got? You've got a very morally bankrupt movement of anti-fur people who really don't care that much about the animals so much as they care about the fact that Kim Kardashian is beautiful, wealthy, a terrific businesswoman, and has the most handsome, wealthiest, and most eligible bachelors in the world seeking her company.
Bobby Dooley joining us. It's a pretty, I would say, very accurate description of Kim Kardashian, whether people would take that to be a good description or not.
Well, I don't see how they would not.
Well, we'll see. Our number is 877-876-7445. Kim Kardashian being attacked by anti-fur activists in Los Angeles yesterday, and Ms. Dooley, they're taking her side, saying that fur, the fur of animals, regardless of what you think, is still there to be exploited by people, and that Ms. Kardashian in modeling these styles that have animal fur is simply articulating that. 877-876-7445. We'll be back here with Bobby Dooley on the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Phil, and on the line with me, Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association, and Austin Amarca is due to join us, a man who himself tried to get on an airplane, I think, at Dare Springs Regional Airport in California today. He tried to get on a commercial airliner with loaded weapons. So we're going to talk to him in a moment, 877-876-7445 with Bobby Dooley, as we talk about Kim Kardashian. She was hit with this flower bomb by these anti-fur hags, or no, these anti-fur people. They called her a fur hag.
Yes, they did. They called her a fur hag. And the reason why is because she, Kim Kardashian has talked about wearing fur. And the reason why she's talked about wearing fur is because human beings, being superior animals. There's one other thing, Phil, that needs to be mentioned, that if we did not wear fur, if we did not exploit animals for their fur, many of these animals that are exploited for their fur would wind up dying in the wild because they're not able to, survive the temperatures and the climate and the kind of heat or the cold that comes with having to deal with that very heavy coat of fur.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me, in other words, that human beings need to take animals for their fur, otherwise the animal dies?
Because of the hot weather, yes. Because the heat on that animal, it will kill that animal.
All right, 877-876-7445. Let's go to another phone call here. This is Diane. You're on the Phil Henry Show here with Bobby Dooley. Go ahead.
Hi, Phil. I'm enjoying your program. I wanted to mention to the lady that I am an anti-fur person. I'm not an anti-fur hag. No, I didn't say you're. They called Kim Kardashian that. Well, I agree with that. I think Kim Kardashian is a fur hag. I think what she's done, and I think what her family's done, continues to be a crime against the animals of this world. And I think anyone that supports the Kardashians in their promotion of fur as a fashion accessory or as something to wear, I think you're complicit in that crime. Oh, really? Yes, really. Can you answer me a question, Ms. Dooley, if you would? You said that we are superior animals, that humans are superior, and so therefore we have the right to slaughter and strip from an animal their fur. Could you please expand on that? I'd be more than happy to. I think it's very clear that human beings are the most intelligent animals on Earth. We are the only animal that walks on two legs, and the reason why we walk on two legs is because we have evolved to a point where we use the other two limbs to carry things or to carry out other tasks. So this is also very highly evolved. When you put all of this together, human beings really do have the right to exploit the earth for what they need. And if it is to exploit animal, hold on right there for a minute. Would you please explain something to me? If we are the most advanced people on earth, why then do we take animals and brutally murder them for their fur? Because we have the right to do that, because we're more intelligent, are we? Can you tell me, please, Ms. Dooley, if we're that much more intelligent, why we can't just wear clothing that we make ourselves? We can, but we also have an aesthetic sense. That means we sometimes wish to wear fur. So sometimes we want to torture animals. Well, I don't think it's torturing animals to kill them first And excuse me, I think it is torturing animals to kill them because it takes their life away from them. Well, I'm sure you're not foolish enough to think that an animal is an intelligent being. I think many animals are as intelligent as small children. So do dogs have the same rights as a small child? I think they do, yes.
You're kidding.
Well, Mr. Henry, do you hear what we're up against, Phil? Do you hear the idiots? I resent being called an idiot. I'm not an idiot. Well, you have to be an idiot to think that a dog has the same rights as a small child. I didn't say rights. I meant, yes, you did say rights. I meant to say that a dog has the same intelligence as a small child.
But all right, so if a dog has the same intelligence as a small child, do you think a dog has the same rights?
No, I don't think a dog has the same rights, but I think a dog has every right in the world to expect... We don't wear dog fur, ma'am. I don't know what you're worried about. Kim Kardashian does not wear dog fur. None of the Kardashians do. And I think at some point you have to be honest with yourself and say that what's really on your mind, that you are not as attractive as her. I'm not even going to dedicate. I heard you say that, and I thought I was going to laugh myself sick. I'm not going to dignify that with a response. You know, are you saying that you're not jealous of Kim Kardashian? I'm not jealous of Kim Kardashian. Are you being honest? Yes, I am.
Hello? Oh, we lost the line. Bud, if you could get that line back. We're talking with Bobby Dooley and a caller on Kim Kardashian, who was flower bombed at a hotel in... Are you back, Bobby?
Yeah, I'm right here, Phil.
Did we lose the caller?
Yeah, she's up the line.
All right, so we lost the caller. All right, let me just pick up with what that lady was saying. She was saying that because we are superior, that doesn't mean that we therefore have carte blanche to exploit animals.
I don't see why not, Phil.
Well, I'm just saying to you that, you know, if you want me to apply some morality to it, I always apply this line of thinking. What is the most constructive thing?
Well, I think what's constructive is to use what is at hand. And if an animal, a perfectly good animal, which is not an equal to a human being, and I think that's what the Kardashians are trying to teach us, if there's anything that we learn from what Kim and Khloe and Courtney are saying, and Chris and Robert, they're saying use what we have. And we can wear animal fur and still admire and enjoy animals in a zoo setting.
Well, I'd say I'm against zoos.
That's what I mean, Phil. You and people like you, I think you're irrational. I just don't think it's something that's going to work in the long run, being against zoos and being against fur. It goes against what humans want the most, which is education and comfort. And I think if you look at what Khloe and Kim and Courtney and Chris have been teaching us and talking to us about through their television shows, and through their, obviously, the sale of their fragrances and their clothes. The overriding message is, look at us, we're humans. Let's celebrate that for a change, as opposed to being ashamed of our humanity and dragging ourselves through the streets with our heads down, ashamed that we walk on two legs, ashamed that we have superior intelligence, ashamed that we're beautiful, some of us, and all of us are beautiful, but some of us are. Obviously, some of us look like Kim Kardashian. She's smashingly beautiful, but we're all beautiful. And that's what Kim's trying to say to us. And if we can learn that lesson, and if we can wake up, finally wake up to the fact that the anti-fur people are simply trying to make us all equal so that we are all rolling around in the mud, walking barefoot, eating meat off of a stick, giving birth to our babies in ditches. You know what? This is what I'm talking about, Phil.
Yeah, well, it makes it sound like that the anti-fur people want to take us right back to a primitive lifestyle.
That is exactly what they want. Don't make any mistake.
Well, that would mean taking more animal skins.
That would mean competing with the animals for the same resources. That's what they want. What they really want is to see a new kind of genocide where humans don't kill humans, where the animal kingdom destroys humanity.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, world famous Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Bobby Dooley, and we'll get back here as we talk about Kim Kardashian and the anti-fur campaign that's been going against her.
Phil Henry. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
And welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. With me is Bobby Dooley. We had planned another guest for this segment, but we got Ms. Dooley at the last second to comment on Kim Kardashian, who had a flower bomb thrown on her at a West Hollywood hotel last evening, because she is an advocate of wearing fur. And these are anti-fur people. Bobby, you have been talking to some of the anti-fur people on Twitter. You say that a lot of them are from Australia?
There's a lot of them from Australia and from Britain. I find the most strident and the most, illogical and hysterical anti-fur people are British people. They've got such a deep streak of resentment there. And again, I don't mean to try to be funny. I wonder if it has to do with, Kim Kardashian is a very classic beauty. I don't think we think of England when we think of classic beauties.
All right, well, let's not get that way, because you don't know. You're getting into issues. Let's not trivialize people's opposition to fur. Let's get at it from an intelligent position,
I think I'm being very intelligent, Mr. Henry.
Well, to say that they're against Kim Kardashian wearing fur because they're jealous of her beauty may be just a bit much. Let's go to a phone call. We have Dakota here on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Dakota.
Hi, Phil.
How you doing?
Us as being natives and Vikings and Mongolians have been wearing fur for centuries. It's normal. And in the part with Kim Kardashian, Chloe did an article with, I believe, PETA. I'm not too sure, but it was I'd rather wear nothing than fur, or I'd rather be naked than fur than wear fur, so...
And that was who? Which sister was that?
Chloe.
Oh, Chloe. Well, Chloe, you have to understand, Chloe is the one that's married to Lamar Odoms.
Yeah.
She's a lot... she's in Dallas, which means that she's a little bit removed from the West Coast now.
Well, Chloe also said in the article that if she'd been there, she would have gone after these... She's in... she agrees with the anti-fur people.
Well, yes, but she said she would have gone after those women that attacked her sister.
I guess that's natural, though.
But I agree with the young man here. Your name is Dakota?
Yeah.
That's a name. Is that an Indian name?
Yes, it means friend.
That's a lovely name. So you're pro-fur. Are you pro-fur?
Yes, as long as they're not wearing it in, a derogatory way.
Mm-hmm. And what is a derogatory way? What do you mean by that?
To exploit it, to say, hey, look at me. I have money.
Look at me. I've got a fur coat. Hold on. Dakota and Phil?
Yeah?
Could you guys hold on for a minute? Would you ladies take it outside, please? Because I'm on the radio on the Phil Henry Show. It's very loud, yeah. And as a native, you do believe in fur. And so this is an agreement that we can have. I'm a white man. I'm not a white man. I'm a white woman. But this is an agreement across cultural lines. I'm white. You're a native. If this were an old movie, I might say to you, me, friend, but it's not. These are modern times. And so I say to you, I wear fur, and you don't have a problem with that.
No, it's warmth. I mean, It's clothing.
But there's a difference here that I'm hearing Dakota say. He's saying that as long as you don't exploit it or wear it in a disrespectful way. So what you mean by that, Dakota, is an ornament, like if somebody went out to a movie premiere wearing a fur coat, would you call that ostentatious? And yeah. Would you call that a disrespectful?
Yeah. I mean,
Now I don't get it. Because, all right, what if it was winter and she's wearing a fur coat to the premiere of, let's say Dances with Wolves. And she's wearing it to, or even if she's wearing it to, you know, something silly like Custer's Last Stand.
Well, all right, where are we going with this?
Well, I want to know, myself being a white man, and I call myself a white man, just, and Dakota being of the Native people, is the tradition of me friend, does it still exist? You know, Dakota?
Of course, yeah.
But wait a minute, now, Dakota, you're an American, Dakota. Would you call yourself an American, or would you say first you're a native? Is your tribe?
I'm Native American, yes.
Okay. And what is your nation? What nation do you belong to, or tribe do you belong to?
Little Mountain Band of Chippewa.
It's the Chippewa. Hold on for a minute. Steve, it's the Chippewa.
I'm looking up there now.
Yeah, the Chippewa. Is that the same as the ones that you see in the film? You know, I don't know what they're called.
What are you talking about?
Well, the ones that are attacking wagon trains, that's not what they do, is it right? The ones that attack wagon trains, like in the movies.
Let's keep this on a more intelligent level.
No, I'm talking about
that movie. That one guy got scalped in Dance with the Wolf.
Like the man that got scalped in Dance with the Wolf.
What are you talking about?
What Indian tribe was that? God.
We don't know. It was a film. I have no idea. It was the Southwest. I guess they were Apache or Comanche.
Yeah, that sounds more
correct. Those are Southwestern Indians.
Oh, well, okay, get a load of Dr. Hendry, anthropologist, Raiders of the Lost Ark. Hate in the ass.
Get out of here. Just hung up on her. Wow, how about that, huh?
I guess.
God. So, Dakota, that's very interesting, man. So you're a Native American. You're a member of the Chippewa. But it's you mentioned a mountain. What is it, Turtle Mountain, did you say?
Yep, Turtle Mountain, Chippewa.
Okay, so that's different. Would that be different? So that's North Dakota. So that's different from another group of Chippewa?
Some in, Michigan, I believe.
Okay.
I'm not really too sure of their names, but...
All right. And my question then is, how effective are these different nations and tribes, and how well are you doing these days in putting forth the, keeping the integrity of the Native people alive, the political issues that are important to them? You know what I'm saying? Is it healthy? Is it strong? Are you guys struggling?
It's pretty rough, to tell you the truth.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you find that more and more Native people, especially young people, simply want to go out and assimilate into American society as just, you know, everybody else? Is that what's going on? Or
yeah, trying. I mean, you know, there are some, what we call them, lost Natives, you could say.
And they're lost because why, man? Because they're out in you know, the white world, and they're not making it?
Yeah, basically, there's a lot of Natives, especially from my reservation, that really believe in the old ways.
Right.
Like I was going to explain, I know people who, they still do make fur, you know, they make leather, they make chamois for cars, I mean...
Sure.
I mean, it's just our culture. I mean, there's some that can adapt, and then there's others that...
And in making those different, do you sell those products to anybody? Are these things that you sell among yourselves? If Phil Hendry comes driving onto into Chippewa land, can I buy a chamois made out of an animal?
I want to
know I want to get in here, Phil.
What does she hold on for, Dakota? Hold on. What are you doing back?
What about you? Hung up on me?
Yeah, I hung up on you with that goofball stuff you were talking about.
I want to ask this young man one more question.
Go ahead.
Dakota, is that an Indian name? Is that an Indian name?
Because get
her out of it. She's an idiot. She's an idiot, man. Hey, Dakota, it's good talking with you. And where are you this evening? You're in North Dakota, right?
Yeah.
And you're up near Fargo, huh? Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what does your family do, man? What does your are you in school? Are you in high school? What are you doing?
No, I already graduated. I'm 19. I'm thinking about probably going to welding in Wahpeton. But my dad does grain bins for Makata. We go all around North Dakota, Minnesota, everywhere, and we help farmers out. And
that's awesome.
So we're a small business, so we're barely getting by even as it is.
Well, but still, man, your pops is in business for himself. But you know, the economy sucks, man. It sucks. It sucks for everybody now.
It sucks.
But things will come back. All right, young man. Nice to talk to you. Really appreciate you calling.
Yeah, you too.
Okay,
thanks.
Pal.
God bless.
All right, brother. See you later. Bye bye.
Yep.
God bless. That's a nice, nice young man there, bud.
Yes, really nice guy. He answered a phone, and his mom was there too.
And he's laying it out there for us, you know, the native ways. And what do I got to keep talking to her for?
Mr. Hall said you got her because she's buying time on the show.
She's buying time.
Yes, that's right. The Western Estates Homeowners Association, our Springtacular is coming up.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we're buying time. Now, I want to ask the young man, do Native Americans still make bow and arrows? And do
he's not here anymore. He's gone.
What do you mean he's gone?
We're done talking and we're going to a commercial break.
That was my one connection to the reality that fur is cool and you hung up on him? God will not permit this to happen. I am going to be allowed to fulfill my destiny.
She's nuts. She's nuttier than that whoever it was we were talking to last hour. Ted. We'll be right back. The world famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-7445.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Hold on, Ms. Dooley, I'll hang up on you again if you...
I don't understand, Mr. Henry, and this is the point that I think Kim and not Chloe, because I just found out that Chloe's a little bit of a backstabber, but Courtney, why aren't we allowed to wear the fur the same way that the Chippewa do, and the others? Why? Because we don't know how to properly go into the woods, and one of the things that Native people do is they make friends with the animals, and then I guess they skin them. I don't know the philosophy there, you know.
Well, I don't know what you mean.
Well, if you look at the Native people and the relationship, for instance, to buffalo, they respect the buffalo. They call the buffalo their friend. They call the buffalo their brother, and yet they kill it.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, Mr. Henry, but I look about a Chippewa.
No, that's not weird at all. It's not weird at all.
You don't think that's weird?
No, I don't think that's weird. No, looking at it from the standpoint of how they've shared for centuries and centuries and centuries, a hunter-gathering people, which most of the natives in at least parts of the United States are, they would look upon the buffalo as their brother because he feeds them. He is a source of food and warmth. Here is Tamika on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Tamika. You're on with Bobby Dooley.
Hello, I just wanted to comment on the about the Kim Kardashian thing. I think she has a right to wear fur if she wants to, and I think the lady people that protest against people that wear fur, they have a right to do that. But the comment that you made about we supposed to skin the animals in order to help them so they won't die off in when they're in their natural habitat, I think that was a crazy comment that you made about that. But she does have a right to wear her fur if that's what she want to do. And they also have a right to protest that. And I don't think that everybody that disagrees with the Kardashians are jealous of Kim and her look.
No, I think that there's something irrational about these people who are, ooh, no fur, no fur. You know, I mean, have you ever, I don't think there's a woman out there, yourself included, Tamika, that doesn't want to put on a beautiful mink stole or a sable, you know, a nice fur,
mm-hmm.
or a fur jacket or a fur vest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I saw a pair, this is really funny, but I swear I would pay top dollar for these. I saw a pair of fur hot pants. Oh, my God.
Well, that sounds asinine.
I beg your pardon?
That sounds ridiculous. Fur hot pants.
Well, you're not a woman. But Tamika, I think when you look at Kim Kardashian and how beautiful she is, and then you look at the average woman in Australia.
Why do you keep bringing it up? Why do you keep throwing the looks up in there? I don't understand that. It has nothing to do with looks. People have their opinions about certain things. Like I said again, everybody that have disagree with Kim Kardashian, which I don't disagree with her, if she want to wear fur, she can. But not everybody mm-hmm. that disagree with her wearing fur is jealous of her. For you to make comments that the women that you got into it with on Twitter are ugly and they're not pretty as Kim Kardashian, I think that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm telling you, Tamika, and this is not my imagination, I went over to their different Twitter accounts. And, you know, what's the saying, Steve? They'd make a freight train take a dirt road. You've got to see the kissers on these women. Now,
okay, but that's, I think Tamika's point
nice.
Is not every, that's a kind of ridiculous statement. Are you saying that there's nobody with a valid a point of view that is opposed to fur?
Well, I don't know what you mean.
What we mean is every single woman that's opposed to the wearing of fur and therefore opposed to Kim Kardashian jealous of Kim Kardashian?
Well, if they're opposed to the wearing of fur, why don't they protest someone ugly? You know, like, I don't know, Barbara Walters.
That was such an ugly comment. That was so ugly for you to say that.
What did I say?
That comment by Barbara Walters, that is so ugly. That's an ugly comment for you to make.
Well, you know, Tamika, woman to woman, Barbara Walters is tough to look at.
It's a very cruel thing to say.
It is. Are you for real about the things that you are saying? Are you for real? Is this a joke?
Am I for real? First of all, I agree with you. We should be allowed to wear fur. And I see, as I said, I engaged a number of these women on Twitter. And I heard from them the most vicious and vile comments about Kim Kardashian and her sex life and this and that. It goes well beyond her wearing a fur. It gets very personal. That's why I think it has a lot to do with the fact that she's just a very beautiful woman, very wealthy. She's a good businesswoman. So if they're against fur, I would think that they would spread their protests equally. Look, Barbara Walters is a very accomplished woman, but to lay your eyes on her for any longer than 10, 15 seconds, and blood veins will begin to, well, okay.
So you can't keep from making wow.
Well, that's my opinion.
It seems like to me you are a very shallow person and you're all about looks. You are so vain. But, again, I just pray that you change your way of thinking. Because not everything is about looks. You could disagree with somebody and not be jealous of them for the way they look or what they have. Everybody have a right to their opinion. You have your right, and the fur activists have their right to their opinions. But for you to say that everybody that opposes these people are jealous, that's crazy. That's all I'm saying.
Well, if you find me a beautiful...
It's not nice for you to think people are unattractive. That's not nice.
I don't think... Look, I'm just saying, you find me a woman who is an absolute drop-dead gorgeous woman who's opposed to wearing fur, and I'll join you there in the third dimension, the fifth dimension.
Chloe opposed a wearing fur. Chloe is
nice-looking Chloe
lady,
Kardashian.
And she opposed. She said that in post
Peter. You know why she did that? I can tell you why.
Why?
Because she was angry when she found out she was adopted, and she wanted to go. She was angry.
My
she was lashing out.
I can't believe you said that.
Are you kidding? Well, you know it's
thank
true.
Thank you for taking my call, Phil. I got to go.
She lashed out.
Thank you very much, Tamika, for your phone call this evening. I appreciate it. 877-876-7445.
Wait a minute. What's this? Where is she?
She hung up, and I don't blame her.
I was talking, and she what?
She hung up, and I don't blame her.
Are you telling me that there... Khloe Kardashian was acting out and lashing out at her sisters and her mother for being lied to about being adopted, and so she did the ad saying, I'm against fur. It's the same thing as a child going, bleh.
Really? Well, the Khloe Kardashian being adopted comment that you just made, even though we have, that's been debunked.
Oh, has it?
Yes, it has. And it's been debunked by the very women that you are defending here, Kim Kardashian and...
Khloe?
And Khloe.
I tripped you up. You mean Courtney.
Who's the... Yes, Courtney.
No, you said Khloe. So your point of view is completely invalid, and you have fallen into my trap, and, you know, I really got to go, Phil, because...
Yeah, you're gone. And I should have... When I first hung up on her, I should have stayed hung up.
You should have stayed hung up. She's the one that hung up.
What do you mean she should have... I hung up on her. Never mind. We'll be back. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, our News and Information Hour. So anyway, we're very happy that Kim Kardashian is okay after being flower-bombed in West Hollywood. It's the Phil Henry Show.
How about that one time the lady got hit with a pie?
Yeah.
Phil Hendry.